We're joined now by former Knoxville girls basketball great Katie Kitchis. Katie, always good to see you. How you doing?
Good. It's good to see you.
Well, talk to you after your victory on Sunday over College of St. Mary, and you know, mismatch, you know, but it's a win, and you know, that's something that you know, you girls, you and the rest of the team have been looking for here lately.
Yeah, I mean, 50-point win, you can never turn that down. Everyone wants that, so that was great. But yeah, that was really just to get back on our feet as we head into conference play here soon.
You went out west to California, picked off a win there. What was that like, taking that trip? I mean, you know, you've kind of been looking for one of those long, you know, out of the area trips, and there you go.
Yes, California was amazing. I definitely am a warm weather person, so I should stay out there. But it was great. We got to practice in Kobe Bryant's Mamba facility. We got to go to a Lakers game. We got to, like, see the beach. We'd be at the beach. Like, we had just such cool experiences. And then on top of that, we got to play basketball, so it was super fun.
I gotta ask, you played, I believe, at Cal State Bakersfield. I saw the video. What was that like playing on a blue court? Not just blue, it was ocean blue.
Yeah, their court was really weird. I hated it. It was super slick and it looked weird, and their gym was awful. It was just bad. But Pepperdine, our first game when we won, was a really cool campus, really pretty in Malibu on the beach. And so their campus and their court was really fun.
Well, this year, you know, kind of same thing. Your role is kind of the defense and everything. What has Coach Banks told you? Okay, what do you need to do when you go in there?
Yeah, I just like to play defense. I like to bring energy and just help my teammates, hopefully, to win.
Now, you're in your junior year, which is hard to believe. You know, what's this like, you know, last 3 years? Just, you know, being through this whole college thing and, you know, going to places you've never been before.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm very, very grateful for my Division I opportunity here and to experience everything that I get to. And, you know, we play those big teams. We play our own, like, mid-major teams. We play, you know, everyone in between. And it's just the best experience.
I know. Well, you open up at Nebraska, going to there. You played Missouri and a couple other bigger teams. What's that like walking in? And I know your favorite so far has been Kansas a couple of years ago. But what's that like walking into those arenas that you – grew up kind of watching on TV?
Yeah, it's really just mind-blowing. And like, we were just at Mizzou, and then I believe it was last night, Kansas and Mizzou men's played at Mizzou. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, I just sat on like the same bench that KU is sitting on. Like, you know, so like, it's just so cool to think about all of the big time players and all of just, it's just so cool when you walk in. It is.
And you mentioned you got to play it or got to practice at Kobe Bryant's Mamba thing. What was that like, knowing that, you know, he built that before and his tragic passing, and, you know, for the opportunity, not just you, but for a lot of kids growing up to out there to experience basketball?
Yes, that Mamba Sports Academy was just amazing. I mean, if anyone is listening to this from there, I would like a job there, please and thank you, when I grow up. So it was just the energy there, the atmosphere there, like thinking about how he was in here, how his daughter was in here, everyone, like just all the work that's been put into that, it was just so amazing.
Going forward, what does the team want to do? I know conference tournament is a big goal for Omaha. You know, what kind of things girls have to do to get to that point?
Yeah, we're jumping into the conference here soon, and it's just a really big deal. You know, this non-conference is to figure everything out, and conference is to win. And the conference looks a lot different this year. A lot of the teams have new coaches, new players. Like, it's a lot different. And so it'll be interesting to see them and to play them, but I definitely think that we can end up in good spots this year.
I got to ask, what's your major here at Omaha? I don't know if I've asked you that before.
Oh, you don't know this? Okay. Drum roll, please. I want to be an elementary PE teacher.
All right. Kind of like, you know, maybe go into coaching, or is that, you know, not really thinking about that yet?
We'll see about that. I don't know if I can handle some people, but I for sure want to do elementary PE, so.
Well, and I know this fall, you know, you obviously followed Knoxville volleyball, and your mom almost taking them to the state tournament. So, you know, what's family like, you know, coming out here, your brother, you know, coming out here and everything and watching you play and giving you all the support?
Yeah, I mean, they've always supported me, and I've always supported them. It's a little harder here. I try to watch everything that I can online. You know, with Luke at Pella, they stream everything. And so him being there is just amazing. And I loved watching him succeed and him be himself. And mom coaching, she's the hardest working coach I know. She needs more props. She needs more credit. She's amazing. And Abby. Abby is amazing. Abby's the best water girl, but now she's going to be a player. And Abby, oh, I just love her to death. I love all of them to death, of course. So, yeah.
Well, so far I've interviewed two Kitesh's kids. Who's the better of the interview, you or your brother?
Oh, Luke's was really, really, really good the other night. I definitely think he wins it.
Well, I don't know. Abby's going to jump into the fire next year, I think.
I don't know if you want to interview her. She might,
you know. No filter?
Yeah, no filter at all whatsoever. But it'll be an interesting interview with her for sure.
Well, Katie, always good to see you. Best of luck the rest of the season, and hope Omaha achieves all their goals.
Yes, thank you so much, Derek.